Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Johanna Cosgrove. Brought to you by the Victim Import.
All right. Direct us to the stage.
All right, talk. First of all, I want to start off. Have you heard about that motherfucking pop-up globe? Have you heard they... Okay, so the pop-up
again,
globe...
Again, the pop-up globe? This is the one that was the race course for a while.
Yes, so they first...
Started out down behind the basement theatre.
It started in the car park behind the basement, Lower Grays Ave, 2016. Yeah. And they built a life-size replica of Shakespeare's globe in the basement car park, so next to two already established successful Auckland theatres. And they had in a cast of like 30 plus three female roles, which everyone was kind of like, what the hell? There's clearly a big gender imbalance here, and it's cooked. Like, that is cooked. Anyway, so there was a kind of bit of backlash about it, and they were like, okay.
Does that have anything to do with the fact, though, that Shakespeare itself doesn't cast a lot of females originally in
the
original?
Well, this is the thing, is they're going, well, we're casting historically accurate, and it's like, what is the point of casting historically accurate when nothing else is historically accurate? Your costumes are not made from silkworms from China that someone has hand-stitched for the last, like, 7 years, and you don't send your little messages by pigeon.
But it's also not a Aladdin, the pantomime, either, where a girl plays,
Yeah,
look, if the part's the part, I'm just playing devil's advocate here.
I know, but I guess the thing is it's like, okay, they did that the first year.
I'm advocating the devil.
You're literally advocating devil. Anyway, so the next year they were like, you know what, that's cool, heard your feedback, we're going to have an all-male cast do Midsummer Night's Dream, very popular, and then we're going to have an all-female cast, but we're going to pay them half as much. We're going to only put them on Mondays and Tuesdays, which is, like, a not very popular night to go out. Do you want to get lit on a Monday? Do you want to see Julius Caesar on a Monday?
I don't know if getting lit at the Globe is the trick there, but once again, devil's advocate. But, I guess you have to look at it from... Is that them being just a bunch of dicks, or is that being...
Well...
Is that them just trying to cover... To not put themselves into a financial shithole? I'm not saying that that's what would happen, but I'm just saying that maybe they're being overly cautious.
This was the argument, is that all female companies are less commercially viable, which is a crock of shit, and then they justify their actions by saying, oh, you know, we only put it on... we didn't make as much money with the all-female cast. It's like, yeah, you didn't, because you chose the well-renowned Julius Caesar, which is like... Midsummer Night's Dream, you're like, yay, park, the forest, the lovers, like, woo-woo, and then Julius Caesar.
Hardcore to the floor.
I actually
prefer Julius Caesar myself. Probably.
And then, so this is the prequel, and then what happened is they have announced their season for next year, and there's no woman, they're doing doing like a full male play of Taming of the Shrew, which is like a problematic play in itself. And
why,
then,
for people who don't know, why is that?
So basically it's about this woman, Katerina, who was like this badass bitch who was like, I'm going to speak my mind, and these guys go and tame her and then make her into a docile wife. And then she's like, she gives this massive speech, which you can perform ironically, but she essentially goes like, oh, you know, like, women, listen to your husbands, and we need to be meek and mutt, like that kind of shit.
Blessed be the fruit.
It's literally that. Anyway, so they released this, and, I mean, it's their company, they can do what they like, but they released this press statement and goes, in the light of Weinstein and Me Too, they've essentially marketed this.
You know, I reckon
this.
Any person that begins their press statement that way, it sucks. We're past that, aren't we? You have to justify that.
They're capitalising on a feminist movement.
It also suggests that,
Are you talking over me?
If it hadn't been for Weinstein and the feminist movement, we'd just be playing on as usual.
Well,
suggests that, doesn't
Mikey,
it?
Mikey, that's a very, I mean, look, they are essentially, they're marketing the fact on their, like, this proto-feminist piece while excluding women, and it's entirely fucked up. So there's been quite a bit of media about it.
Once again, the plain devil's advocate. Is it not a situation maybe wait and see?
No, because it's been... This is the third year in a row. This is like, not only has the pop-up...
So what are you saying? Burn it to the ground? Or what are you
burn
saying?
Burn it to the motherfucking ground.
To pay your female staff.
Why isn't your microphone working yet,
Tess? Yeah, I don't know.
Here, watch this. Hang on. Oh!
There we go. To pay your female staff half of what you're paying your male staff seems just like...
super strange. Yeah, it is, because like surely you can just take the budget and spread it out across evenly. Why do double and half?
Oh yeah, it's insane.
Before you money market.
Yeah. And so Penny Ashton, who's an actress in Auckland and fucking awesome, went on. She wrote the spin-off article and then was on the project talking
speaking
about
on
it.
The Wire today.
What's that?
She's speaking on The Wire today.
Oh my god, The Wire's on BFM.
Penny Ashton's gonna be speaking on The Wire, so you better tune in later. Anyway, so she was with Miles Gregory, who's the artistic director of the Pop-Up Globe. Yeah. He literally was wearing like the things that he was saying, you're like, what are you? They were asking him questions and he just was like spouting bullshit, and she made very clear, concise arguments. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so the Pop-Up Globe, I think they might have released an apology, but also it's like, I really hope that people vote with their dollars and don't go and support this faux woke shitty.
It's a bummer because I kind of think that the Pop-Up Globe did really good things for theatre in the city. Because people went out to it. You know? People went out and it filled seats. You know what I mean? People turned up to it and went for a long time and it came back and it came, you know, it's like.
Yeah, it's
So that side of it's really good. And so it's a shame that it's blotting, it's dropping pubes in the custard with this situation.
Yeah, the
isn't
pubes
it?
Are in the custard for sure. And but also that's my you can't see it, Mikey's wetting himself. The pubes are in the custard. But that's my other qualm with it, is that you go like, oh my god, Pop-Up Globe and Pleasure Dome have done amazing things for theatre in Auckland. It's like, yeah, because they've got $1 million marketing budgets. There's theatre going on every day in Auckland that is so good and so funny, and people should go and support that.
Like I say, I'm just giving the other side.
I feel pretty passionate. I'm fired up.
But also, you know, when you've got something like the Globe doing as well as it did. Was the Lucy Lawless show as well? What's that?
Pleasure Dome. Yeah.
You know, like that as well, whether you like that or not, it gave jobs to actors for a long time. And that's what I'm saying about the Globe. Yeah, it's like,
yeah,
it keeps it turning over, because as much as there's lots of good theatre on, doesn't pay for all the actors.
It doesn't. And
people are constantly looking for work.
It's good to hold these people accountable.
Yeah, you're hard out. But I'm just saying that
you can give jobs to actors of all genders. Doesn't have to be.
Yeah, no. I'm just, you know, you can be diverse. I'm just chucking
casting.
Both sides out there.
And then let alone the fact that it's pretty much all white casting as well. And that isn't. Yeah, that's.
Didn't they do so? Didn't the Globe do something there with a couple of shows, Half and Tereo?
Yeah, they did. And then I think, and then they pulled that idea. Because the mostly white middle-aged audience were like, excuse me.
I'm just saying, once again.
Anyway.
I'm not sticking up for them because I haven't even been to
No,
it,
no,
but
no.
I just think it's a cool idea.
I mean, you know, it's, yeah.
And it's a shame that it's a shame.
It's a cool
that
idea,
would,
but why'd they pull it then?
I don't know. I would wonder why they would make a decision to do an all-male cast of Tame of the Shrew.
Yeah, why? Why don't they just have an all-female cast? It'd be badass. And I would go see that. You'd go see that.
Yeah. I think I'd see if it was all robots.
Yeah, imagine that. I mean, that's the future, really, isn't it?
Just saying. Tokyo, they'd have you can be a bar, you can be a restaurant, you can go and do that.
Should we talk about what other things are going on in theatre in Auckland?
Hell yes.
Okay, wait. Boop, boop. Just needed to start with a rant there this morning. So, this evening. I like came in real hot. I was like, guys, Pop Club. Tonight at the basement, there is the incredible Mammoth, and it's not exactly.
Oh, I'm going to jump in here.
All right,
because someone's come in here with a rather grunty comment.
Who is it?
Well, firstly, one person said the point is at the time of Shakespeare weren't allowed people the people weren't allowed to be actors at the time of Shakespeare. So it makes sense in this day we have a modern attitude. And then someone else has come and said, I can't wait for these idiots flying off the handle. These idiots, listen to you, eh? Yeah. Off the handle about Pop-Up Globe eating words. I see what's really going on. The chick, that's you, chick.
Oh, the chick.
You need to get your facts right. There's heaps of females working on the shows and in the shows, and the costumes are hand stitched by an incredible costume designer. They invested and risked everything they have to get this thing happening. Sit down.
All right, that is not what I'm coming for.
No, but that's a fair, you know, like I'm saying, just to give that, you know, if there's a, you, I don't, th- you know, when you were talking about it before, I didn't even think about it behind the scenes.
Yeah,
that, I'm just, you know,
but I'm saying
we're having a conversation.
We're having a heated conversation.
Robust conversation.
And
here.
Look, some of my really good friends are in the Pop-Up Globe, and power to them. And this is not on the work of the individuals behind it, because the work of the individuals is incredible. Like, it is amazing. Mm. However, my qualm is with the programming, and my qualm is with capitalizing on a feminist movement.
Yeah, I think that sucks. Do you know what I want to come right out and say this, and it's quite I felt. Do you know what I felt like this year? Matariki was like that.
Really?
I felt people were capitalising the shit out of that this year. last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Hey, it's our Margarita special. It's our Margarita sale. It's our blah, blah, blah. Come on, there for the Margarita celebrations. Blah, 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 blah. It's our new Margarita cupcake we've got. You
know. Yeah.
So, yeah, cool. Anyway, yeah. Okay, so moving on to theatre.
What can people go and see?
People can go and see Mammoth, which is on this evening at 8 o'clock. That's on tonight and tomorrow at the Basement, and it's a dance work.
Ooh.
Yep.
Okay. So not exclusively theatre, but it is amazing, and it's by Tallulah Holly Massey, who is a very incredible choreographer. She's the choreographer in residence
she's
at the Basement.
Amazing, eh?
She's amazing. Do you know her?
No, I know of her work, though. I've seen her
Yes,
work.
It's amazing, really beautiful, and there's a cast of four. She's got two actors and two dancers, and it makes for a really beautiful dynamic. And it's, yeah, I think it's really cool. Like, going to see a dancer, I haven't seen a dancer in ages, and I was just like, whoa.
It's actually, for a start, you realise how unfit you are.
Yeah.
You go, wow, look at that. Wow, they're still going. Wow, they're still going. Still. That's only the first couple of minutes. So, okay. And then, but also, I find if you go to, like, I tried to do the ballet, no.
Yeah. You know, I
actually fell asleep, but I appreciate it. And I was amazed and stuff. But
they're
they're athletes. Yeah. But you know, dancers. We have some amazingly talented dancers and choreographers in this country.
Yes. So Mammoth is on tonight, 8 o'clock at the Basement. And next week there are two shows that I'd like to plug. One of them is a solo work by Victoria Abbott, who is an actress, and she is a pretty phenomenal actress, and she's made a show called Run Rabbit. And that is on upstairs in the studio, and she's described it as like a love letter to her ancestor Agnes, and like a battle cry. And she's it looks really cool, and the poster image looks amazing. It's like her riding on a little rabbit, so that's going to be awesome. And that's at the Basement as well. And then I'm going to plug a show that I'm in.
Please.
Yeah, I'm just here to play. It's called Mackenzie's Daughters, and that is also at the Basement Theatre. And it is an all-female improv show parody of MacLeod's Daughters.
I was going to say it's a lot MacLeod's Daughters.
Yes!
Oh,
yes! And it's featuring girls from Funny Girls, from Jono and Ben, and Snort. So it's going to be a riot. And I think it's on at 8:30. I could be wrong.
Will Lisa Chappell be there?
I can't confirm nor deny that. I can neither confirm nor deny.
Thank you very much.
That was Stage Direction with Johanna Cosgrove, brought to you by The Vic Devonport.